So we're here, we're learning about Briti Shalom in the beginning, in the Agdama. זה ברור שכל הצלחת חיי הנישואים שבכללם ברכת הפרנסה ונחת בידים עומדים על יסוד של אמנות ואהבה של בני הזוג. It's clear to everyone that success in marriage life, which includes blessing in the parnasa of a person and having nachas from the children, the basic, the pillars that this all stands on is loyalty and love between the couple, between the husband and wife. And of course, one needs to know shiraka hanaga shmira miniuf, that only this hanaga, this way that a person goes separating himself from immorality, hi aruba le'ne'emanut ve'ahava, that's the guarantee for loyalty and love to your spouse. Because she'ish v'isha zochim, and when a man and woman, they have a zechut, they have a merit, and then the shechina is between them. U'mimeila kol habarachot shorot b'vitam, and automatically all the blessings dwell in their homes. V'chol chayei ha'mishpacha mitnahalim b'simcha v'achut, and all the family life are working in happiness and joy and calm. Ki rak shemitrachkim me'ata'ava, because only one separates from the lust, which is practically loving yourself, loving your own body, only then one can truly merit true love and true giving, true sensitivity. בתורה הקדושה כתוב על יצחק אבינו. In the Holy Torah, it says regarding יצחק אבינו. ויקח את רבקה ותהי לו לאישה ויעדיה. It says that Yitzchak Avinu, he married Rivka, and she was his wife, and he loved her. And of course, anyone who has a little bit of a common sense in his head understands that Yitzchak Avinu obviously did not have any physical lust to his wife, and the love that he loved his Rivka, his wife, was true love, internal love, and that kind of love each one has to have his own wife. ספרי הקודש מדברים עם מעלת היסוד. The holy books talk about the advantage of the yesod, of keeping the yesod, which is שמירת הברית that we spoke, and how many wonderful things that one can merit through keeping the yesod, which is called that a person is keeping his, guarding his dusha, his sanctity. Okay. וכאן בהקדמה, here in the introduction, we'll just bring a few things from Sefer Likutei Etzot that Rabbeinu wrote. Okay. Or it's not really Rabbeinu, it's stuff that Rabbeinu, it comes out of Rabbeinu's books. And from Sefer Amidot that Rabbeinu himself wrote when he was 6 or 7 years old. And from other books, which will be brought later in the book. Okay, so we'll see a lot of good things that first one merits when he has Kedusha, when he has Yusha and Shvayat Abid. First of all, Tamid B'Simcha. First thing is, the one has to always be B'Simcha. Tzrichim Adat Shakol Matchil Ma'amachshava Shel Adam. You have to know that everything begins in our thought. Before something enters our thought, it doesn't begin. Okay? Thought is the first thing that begins. Ech Shadam Choshev Kach Hayav Mitnahalim. The way a person thinks, that's how his life is handled. Lachen, therefore, machshava otiyot besimcha. The letters of the word machshava are the same letters of the word besimcha. Right? Besimcha and machshava, in different order, it's the same letters. Ki ikar simcha tluya b'taharat machshava shel adam. Because the main joy and happiness of a person depends on one's pure thoughts. Machshava. Thought is similar to happiness. Pure thoughts will bring you to happiness. She'eno choshev al dvarim she'ma'arim et shavat nafsho ve'af masirim oto be'esh tzorefet. The one who does not think about things that erupt his shalva, his calmness of his nefesh, his mental state, right? Things, of course, doesn't think about things that get him all too excited and fire. Rather, he thinks good thoughts, calm thoughts, thoughts in order, thoughts about beautiful things, about nice things. All depends on the thought. The sweetness of life, having good eyes, seeing the good by everyone, to be optimistic. Someone's optimistic has a better life. Someone's pessimistic, he has a bad life. He's always worried, always this, it's going to be, or that, I don't know.
You hear this? Because a glass of water is half full. The optimist looks at it and says, oh, it's half full. The pessimist looks at the same glass of water and says, oh, it's half empty.
Right?
The difference between the two.
And for the same situation.
Yeah.
Exactly, very nice. It's the exact same situation. One could look at it this way, one could look at it that way. Good thoughts, Rabbeinu says in Ketuvim Aran, is called Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov, the good inclination, is called the good thoughts or the Yetzer Tov. All depends on the thoughts. And the opposite, if someone has bad thoughts, right? Thoughts of anger, thoughts of disappointment, thoughts of Tiskul, I don't like Tiskul. Tiskul is when one is, forgot the word. Frustration, paranoia, all these things, bad thoughts. They call bad thoughts of the Yetzirah. Sadness, all the stuff which don't make you happy. And if one wants to guard his thoughts, he has to have guard himself from niyuf. From niyuf, from immorality. Because the niyuf is something that takes a person's thought out of control. And it destroys the power of the thought to think. And it brings a person to filthy thoughts, dirty thoughts, not clear, unclear thoughts. Right? Chalilah. Therefore, when a person gets out of niyuf, gets out of bad thoughts, he merits to have a nefesh briyah, chalil nefesh briyah, a healthy nefesh, a healthy mental state, calm thoughts, right? Comfortable thoughts, good thoughts, everything is calm, his whole body is calm, everything is calm, nothing is exciting him too much. המתנות של השם, השם's gifts, through קדושה, זוכים ללב ישר, we merit a straight heart. To peace with himself, peace with his fellow friends, people that he's dealing with, calmness in the brain, calmness in the... His brain is calm. So he's a calm person. When everyone has dusha, he's a calm person. He's always calm. You ever see Rav Aruch get upset? He's calm. He's not getting upset. I saw him. I also got to get upset. But it, upset like that, but not upset angry. Anger I never saw. I saw him hurt, heart hurting. But upset as angry, I never saw. Why? He has a clear mind, pure mind, crucial mind. I know I get upset, it's because I don't have a pure mind. Everyone has a pure mind. We know he has Hashem in his head all the time. There's a place for Hashem to dwell in your head. If you know you still get upset, you know there's no still what to do.
You say he has a sin in his head all the time, or awareness of a sin?
Yeah.
Not going to get upset?
Yeah, of course not. Of course not, 100%. I'm with you.
So
with
when
that
he
one.
Gets upset, let's remember. And just remember a sin again. Yeah. And just puts him back into the right.
Yeah, but when one has always awareness of a sin, he'll never get upset in the first place. Now, in our place, will we still get upset? Whoever does, me at least, yeah? So I have to know that when I get upset, I have to remember, one second, this is Hashem for this situation in front of me. It's all you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. It's a very good thing. Exactly. He will merit to reach Kedusha. If someone works with this book, they'll merit to be Kadosh. One who merits to sanctify himself merits spiritual sweetness. And one who does not, one who does not yet, has no idea what we're talking about over here. And also we, who haven't merited any sweetness in life, spiritual sweetness, we have no idea what real spiritual sweetness is. The only big tzaddikim. But each one has a level to reach it. Someone has the spiritual sweetness from Shabbat, from learning Torah, from just stamp from guarding your eyes, and it's a yofi, doing bodhidu. It's something that one can feel. It's not only in the head even, it's something that it's a feeling that a person feels. And when one merits Kedusha, the more he merits more Kedusha, and more Kedusha, and more purity, the more he will get to reach those levels. He feels sweetness in his prayer. He can't leave the Shemoneh Esrei. When one merits to engage with Kedusha, as Kedusha in his head, he merits freedom, true freedom. He's free to do whatever he wants. He's not controlled by anything else. He leaves anger. He gets out of cruelty that he has in him. Chanupa. I don't know how to say Chanupa in English. When you want to get a job, so you become, you're flattering. He merits self-confidence. He's not afraid of anyone. He's not afraid of animals, like Abdelans in Africa, going out to the wilderness, where there's lions and elephants and everyone. People go there with cars, they go with guns. And he went to Bodhidut. He has no fear of anything. He went to Lebanon, he has no fear of anything. And Abaya. Because he's Kadosh. Someone's Kadosh has no fear of anything. Hashomer Kedusha, one who guards Kedusha, he merits to fix his speech. Which meaning, anything he speaks makes sense. Holy words, it's wisdom. Anything that has that is wisdom. Did you ever hear Rav Auer say shtuyot? I never heard him say shtuyot. Why? Because he's a holy person. I hear say shtuyot a lot of times. But to him, I never heard say shtuyot. Because he's a holy person. The more a person works in his holiness, the more he speaks as shtuyot. And shtuyot is also talking about politics. It's the same shtuyot. Not only talking about the stam nonsense, I don't know. And talking about Shnara, the Shtuyot, talking all these things. So we're still talking, we're still dealing with businesses for no reason. Not if someone has Parnassi, he has to deal with Parnassi, but someone, how much is the dollar today? What do you think? What should I do? I'm not a broker. If you're dealing with the Parnassi, that's one thing. It's time to talk about Kesef and this and that, how much is this worth?
You just heard a story about someone that forgot his name. When he was 13 and Bar Mitzvah, he took on himself not to speak any Lashon Hara. So all his life, that's what he was doing, and then he went into business. So how did he run his business? He wrote everything down. He didn't speak. People wanted something, so he wrote down the price. And then he negotiated back and forth on paper. He didn't speak. He didn't want to speak any Lashon Hara.
Ashreinu! Still recording?